Hi, I'm Peter Tragos, host of the Lawyer You Know podcast and YouTube channel. The saying goes, everyone hates lawyers until you need one. Well, I'm here when you need one to answer your questions and give you insight that you didn't know you needed. Along with my partners, Pete Sardis, the professor, who has a finance and business background, and George Tragos, my dad, and the conciliary, a criminal defense giant, we can answer any questions you have.
What's up, everybody? Peter Tragos here. We're still talking about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Today, we have yet another interview here of Camille Vasquez, and I've heard that some of the other young lawyers on the team for Johnny Depp are featured in this interview, which I'm really looking forward to hearing their perspective, what they thought, what they did. And I haven't listened to the interview yet, but it's always funny how people feel like they can be a little disrespectful to young lawyers because they're like, yeah, you're confident enough. You're a young lawyer. But it's like they act like they have no experience, like they have no clue what they're doing, even if they're 35 years old or whatever it is. And it's always funny. It always makes me laugh. I love it. I love when people do that. I think it's funny. It doesn't bother me one bit. It actually, I think, disarms people, which is perfect and always a lot of fun. I am back here today after a full morning worth of hearings, which is why I had a suit on again today, 2 days in a row, which is unusual for me. But we got a lot of stuff popping off, a lot of trials coming up and cases getting close to trial and getting ready for trial. So that's what's happening. But this afternoon, I'm actually working from home and I'm on my own this video. No Rachel, no wifey, nobody on this video but me. So I'm going to do my best to answer all your questions. I wasn't planning on doing a video. It's another last minute live, but a lot of you sent me this and I did want to watch it. So I figure who better to watch it with for the first time than all of you. So that's what we're doing today. We're watching this interview together, reacting together, and I will answer as many of your questions, as I said, like that I can. No guarantees I will get to your question. I always want to make sure people know that in the beginning, especially when I'm on my own for these lives and I'm working with the video and dealing with tech and everything at the same time. So going to be fun. Looking forward to it. If you guys haven't subscribed already, I think we're one subscriber away from 135,000. We're working our way crawling towards 150,000. We'll probably get there eventually. But even if we don't, that's cool because the crew we have is an awesome one. So if this is what it is, I'm very happy and thankful for it. At Tragos Law is where I think Ashley first sent this to me on Instagram. If you want to follow me there. Yeah, Ashley Colo 1 on Instagram sent it to me, as well as many of you other followers and subscribers on Instagram and Twitter. But that's how you can send me this stuff. And that's what makes me pop on and do a last minute live if I do have time. And who better to spend the lunch hour with than all of you. So without further ado, let's get to this interview. Hello, Evelyn. Welcome from Michigan. Just got back not too long ago from a golf trip there.
The scenes in the high-profile defamation trial between Johnny Depp and his ex-wife, that's Amber Heard. Now, the court ordered Heard to pay Depp more than $10.3 million and Depp to pay her $2 million for her counterclaim. But ultimately, it was Depp who appeared to win in the court of opinion big time. Many credit Depp's attorneys, that would be Ben Chu and Camille Vasquez. Now, Vasquez says it would not have been possible without the team of young associates. We spoke with her about how they worked together and their strategy.
Have a seat.
The sordid defamation trial between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard was watched by millions.
Respectfully, that's not my question.
But it was Depp's attorney, Camille Vasquez, who appeared to be the breakout star.
This certainly has catapulted you to a whole different level. There are now t-shirts that have your face on it, Camille Vasquez. There are mugs. People are coming to you with book deals, I would imagine, TV deals. Offers to open your own law firm, which that would be my vote, or to join their firm. How are you handling this newfound fame?
Doing my best. It's overwhelming.
I was wondering.
It's surreal.
I think it's funny that she didn't deny it, and that's fun, right? So I mean, she's being honest. It is newfound fame. She is learning how to deal with it. She didn't say, "Oh no, there's no fame here." She's like, "It's surreal. It's hard. I'm trying."
Speaking to some friends last week, and I said, "I've had so many pinch me moments."
And tell us what it took to defend Johnny Depp, because you seem to be a small but young, mighty team.
We were strong and young, right? I mean,
did she say small? But Young Mighty team, I did not think they were a small team, but maybe young and maybe mighty, but not small.
It's a story that I don't think has been told until now. We were, most of us, under 40 years old, which is unique for a case of this magnitude. This case, I think, called for a younger team.
Why? Why did you think that?
Because the parties were young, right? And they resonate with a younger audience. And you need their perspectives. I think young people have a fresh perspective on especially these issues, the issues that we were discussing in this case, abuse, Me Too. Those were the issues.
So Camille Vasquez, who just turned 30.
Not defamation. She didn't say defamation was the issue. She didn't say free speech was the issue. She said abuse and Me Too. Just very interesting because that was Johnny's lawyer's plan. And that's what I said all along, that Amber Heard's lawyers should have tried to go away from all of that and stick to the actual issues in the complaint, but they failed to do that. And Johnny Depp's team of lawyers, which was, I think, the better team of lawyers, was able to control the narrative. And that's why they won.
38. And Ben Chu, a partner at their law firm, Brown Rudd.
So Camille was 38. I don't know if you missed that part. And then I don't think they said Ben Chu's age.
Nick brought in five associates, including 32-year-old Sam Moniz.
That jury was taking its responsibilities seriously.
And 34-year-old Jessica Myers to help fill out Depp's legal roster. We met them at their New York City office.
How did you pick these two to be on your team?
Well, Jessica's a fantastic writer, as is.
First off, how did you pick these two to be on your team? It's like, as if they're not standing right here to professional lawyers. How did you pick these two? And then Camille talks about, I mean, Camille's very complimentary, but it's just funny how people treat young lawyers in big firms. It's all over. It's funny.
Sam, and I think for people that know a little bit about the law, it's not just what's on camera, right? It's not just us objecting and
yes,
getting to do the fun things, right? Mm-hmm. Like a witness. And so for Ben and me, I mean, we just identified talent.
So the lack of experience. And
so what's interesting, and I'm going to back it up just a little bit. She said, Ben and I picked them. So that means she was a decision maker, even as an associate, it sounds like, if she was able to have a hand in picking which associates were going to be on the team. She also was one of the main lawyers. Jessica, I think, did she direct Johnny Depp? She also directed some witnesses as well. And I think, Sam, now I'm doing it. I can't remember everybody's name. But they both directed some witnesses, but it was mainly Camille and Ben that did most of the witnesses. So they were the stronger presenters, at least as far as the firm was concerned, because that was their main portion. And now she's going to talk about how the team, she was talking about how they're great writers, the team, you need somebody to write briefs and to work up a case. There's a trial team, right? And there are parts on the team. There are people that are better at presenting, people that are better at making objections and arguments, but we can't do that. And we can't look nearly as good in trial if we don't have very good lawyers helping us prep, doing depositions, handling a lot of the grunt work so that we can try to make it sound and seem as seamless and organized in front of a jury. So I really respect the lawyers that do that part on a trial, because it's hard and it's not for every lawyer. And I don't think I'd be very good at that part of the trial. So I think that it's really important to recognize all parts of a trial team. And I love that she did that.
We just identified talent.
So the lack of experience and age didn't seem daunting or wasn't concerning to any of you?
You know, in my experience, I think young attorneys, they're closer to sort of the laws and the rules because we're the ones who are sort of researching that. And so I think it was actually an asset overall.
Mm-hmm. Sam?
And closer to the facts too, you know.
JB said, and paralegals, 100%. I include paralegals in there. Obviously, they can't argue in court, but yes, paralegals are doing a ton through this trial prep. I don't know if we'll see any in this interview, but at my office especially, the paralegals crush and do a ton of work as well. No doubt. But them saying that young lawyers are closer to the law, he said closer to the facts. I think that depends on the case, but closer to the law is true because younger lawyers were more recently in law school. They're more often doing the research. They're more often keeping their finger on the pulse of what's going on. They're doing the continuing legal education. A lot of times the older lawyers are teaching stuff they already know, and the younger lawyers are learning new stuff and staying on the cutting edge of the law. That is true.
You get in the weeds and the facts, and I think this is a great team. I mean, lack of experience aside, and we do have some experience.
Yeah.
Lack of experience aside.
I like
aside.
That, Sam. You know, we have some experience. I'm not
little.
Trying to say you didn't know what you're doing, but you know what I mean when you look at the big picture, and this was such a big case.
The- I like what Sam said. He said, we do have some experience, right? We're not 6 months out of law school. I think they said he's 32 and she's 34 or 35. So she's been a lawyer for maybe 10 years and he's been a lawyer for 6-7 years. That's a lot of experience. Like, you can learn a lot and do a lot in 6 to 10 years as being a lawyer. That's right in the range I am. I've been a lawyer over 9 years. And I think it's really funny. It's like, oh, you do have so much years, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean. You haven't been doing it for 50 years. There are a lot of lawyers that have been doing it for 50 years that aren't very good. And there are some lawyers that have been doing it for 6 years that are very good. So I always think that that's very interesting. And honestly, this is par for the course about how people talk about young lawyers, because it's an old man's game. And I think that may be changing. And I love it. I love that people don't necessarily know what lawyers look like or are supposed to look like anymore. And I am big into bucking that trend, in case you can't tell. And it's funny now. Back in the day, judges could probably send you out of your courtroom a little bit quicker and easier with how you look than they can now. They're not as apt to do that, because it really, as long as you're being respectful, we've talked about this a million times, don't be disrespectful. But it's just really funny to see, you know, how this progresses and how they continue to talk about lawyers, and they just can't help themselves when talking to young lawyers, which I think is very, very funny. And honestly, a lot of my older clients prefer a young lawyer and like that I'm young. There are some that want an older lawyer in the room too, and I don't take offense to that. If somebody says, oh, I'd like somebody with some gray hair, I'm like, you don't see these gray hairs? No, I say, that's fine. I'll bring my dad in too. I'll bring Dave in too. I'll bring, you know, whoever in too, some lawyer with, you know, 30 years of experience. That's fine. We're a team. We've got 5 lawyers of all ages, all different experiences, and that's why we want to keep the clients happy and do the best we can. I don't take any disrespect from it. It's very common that it happens, though. It's not just this interviewer or this case.
There was a lot of raw talent on this team, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, Camille became a star for good reason. Jess did Johnny's direct examination and did a phenomenal job. And, you know, there was a reason she was put up there to do it. It was because
that's awesome. I love this guy. Nothing shows more confidence and less ego than just building other people up that you could be competitive with in the same firm and just telling them how awesome they did and how they're stars and they were picked for a reason and they showed why. That's awesome. I love it.
Because the partners and everybody knew she could.
Let's talk about that. You did Johnny, you did the direct examination of Johnny Depp.
Your Honor, we call Mr. John C. Depp.
I had done a witness at a trial before, but this was the first time I had done a direct examination.
All right, Jessica. So take us inside your head that morning.
You know, there was a level of nerves. I think I kept waiting for this overwhelming sense of nerves. But I think, you know, once you get up there, it just feels kind of natural and you just, you know, do what you do.
Sam, for you, was there a turning point for you in the case?
I think for me, it was more of a gradual process of realizing that our story was coming in, things can go very badly wrong at any moment. Mm-hmm. And they never went wrong, and we told the story we set out to tell.
And let's talk about cameras in the courtroom, Camille, because Amber Heard's team did not want cameras in the courtroom. Why did you want cameras in the courtroom?
I think that was important to the client. Mm. For Johnny, it was about finally being able to tell his story. And these are horrific allegations that were made against him. He needed to be able to tell his story. So
but
it was
you know
important.
What?
I like hearing from the other lawyers because I haven't heard much from them. Camille's sticking to the same talking points, but I've really enjoyed listening to the other two lawyers here.
You know what, Camille? There were horrific allegations on both sides. I mean, I think some people could look and say, were there any winners here? Clearly, he won in the court of public opinion. Clearly, he won legally, too. But was he damaged in any way because of this?
I think he came into this case thinking he had nothing else left to lose, Gail. And I think for him, it was, he had to put it all out there.
Vasquez says the team of younger attorneys gave them another advantage.
Something I didn't say, which I'll say to you now, is that I think the pressure of it all made us probably over-prepare. So we were really prepared. And I think that can't be understated.
You know, there were also...
That's awesome, because that's exactly what we said throughout the trial. That's the impression we got from them. It wasn't always the smoothest. It wasn't always, like, I've seen some great trial lawyers give openings and closings. I did not think theirs was like the most amazing, most eloquent, hard-hitting, over-the-top, best opening or closing I ever heard. But what we always said throughout the entirety of the case, opening, closing, direct examination, cross-examination, objections, arguments, motions, hearings, they were so prepared. So prepared, and that's great. When that comes off, and a jury loves to see that you're prepared as a lawyer, preparation is key. preparation and practice makes perfect. I love that she said that and admitted that they might have even been overprepared because of all this pressure. And guess what? It worked. Kudos.
So with all of the fame also comes all the pettiness, some cattiness, and some could say haterade, I call it, because there were a lot of social media rumors that you and Johnny Depp were romantically
haterade,
involved.
Back in like 2005.
Why do you think those rumors started? And what did you think when you heard them?
It was disappointing to hear them, but I think they started because people like love stories. They like.
So that she asked the question, I don't know if you missed it because I was talking, that what does she think about people thinking her and Johnny had a romantic relationship? And Camille very nicely says, people like love stories and romance. That's probably what they were doing. That was nice of her.
To make things up, right? Doesn't mean they're true. And obviously in this case, they weren't true, mm-hmm. never have been true. Mm-hmm.
I think people thought, well, you know, they are kind of touchy-feely. Mm-hmm.
Sure. But I'm touchy-feely with everyone. I mean, that's just who I am. I'm naturally described as a warm person. I don't think there's anything wrong with caring for your clients, right? I was fighting for his life, his name. It's perfectly normal, I think, to be able to extend a hand and give him a hug and make him feel like he was protected. We all were that way with mm-hmm. him, each other and with him, mm-hmm. just supportive and protective.
Do you have a long-term goal as you sit here today?
I think there's a way to be, you know, touchy-feely, as they say, or extend a warm hand or a hug to your client to where it's not, it does not at all feel or seem romantic. And, you know, I have hugged clients, put my arm around a client before, especially at trial and things like that. I didn't feel like it was overly romantic. I think some of the looks between her and Johnny potentially would have given people more to work with than the actual touchy-feely. I don't think they were seemingly romantic with the way they were hugging or touching personally. But I don't think touchy-feely is probably a great way to describe a lawyer. I would never describe myself as touchy-feely any of my clients, even though I have given a client a hug, even though I have, you know, put my arm around a client, you know, when the verdict's coming in or whatever it may be. I would never describe myself as touchy-feely, especially with clients, but it's personal preference. And I don't think that I wouldn't necessarily say there's anything wrong with that.
I don't have a long-term goal, except I want to continue my practice. I'm a lawyer. When I look at myself in the mirror, I see an advocate. I was born to do this. I really feel that
you
way.
You do feel that.
I do.
When is Vasquez and Associates going to open?
I'll let you know. You're the first to know, Gail.
So that's kind of, I mean, annoying to me that Gail says, oh, I wish you would have opened your own firm. When is Vasquez and Associates starting? She just accepted the partner position. I don't know if this was before or after that, but almost undermining her own decision, almost making it seem like it's not good enough if you just stay with this big firm. You're only hitting your potential if you start your own. And I may agree with that, but I don't like making other people feel bad about their decisions or making it seem like they made the wrong decision when you don't really know. You don't know everything that goes into it, number one. Number two, the pressure of having your own firm, running your own firm, being responsible for generating clients and income for your own firm, the responsibility of making sure all your employees can get paid, the responsibility of managing a practice is insane and nobody understands it until they do it. So to say just, oh, you should start your own firm because you're a star now, shows to me that you don't understand everything that goes into running a law firm.
I'm going to hold her to that. As we said earlier, we have reached out to Amber Heard and her attorneys, and they're not commenting at this time. As you might expect, Camille Vasquez's phone is ringing off the hook from men who are reaching out, who have behaved badly or accused of behaving badly with women and in business. She said their names that we all know. She would not share them. I tried. She would not say who that is. But she said, I don't want to be known as that guy, you know, that if you're in trouble, you know, Camille can help you in the case. She said, listen, I had worked for Johnny Depp for 4 years. They had done cases together. She knew him very well. She believed him. But, you know, a lot of people believed Amber Heard, too. And I don't want that to get lost
right,
in the story.
Right.
Because she was so vilified and so attacked on social media. And, you know, as we sit here today, she's still, you know, being vilified and attacked. And I think something, the whole thing was very messy on both sides. But at the end, the jury decided, and they decided in favor of Johnny Depp. So, you know, Camille is on to her next case. And now everybody knows her name. And, you know, she's somebody that just really loves the job that she does. You know, she said, my goal is that once I do a case with you, I hope that you'll never need my services again.
Mm. That is the ultimate.
Yeah, I really enjoyed talking to her and the young people behind the scenes.
The young people behind the
scenes. That was the story she wanted to tell.
Right.
She said, you know, because I'm getting all the attention, but people worked really hard on this case for a very long time.
And that the firm recognized that having younger attorneys, because these two, the two people that were contesting this, were fairly known to younger people, that it probably helped in that strategy.
Yeah, and immediately after that verdict came in, Camille was promoted to partner.
Immediately.
I
think a lot of people saw that coming.
Yeah.
Pox vaccines nationwide.
All right. So that's the end of the interview. Very, very interesting takes there at the end as well. I find it funny when people count other people's money or put their hands in other people's pockets or, you know, life decisions or whatever. It's very interesting to me that people feel cool being like, you should definitely start your own firm and stuff like that. And talking about how, oh yeah, they made her partner with like a, you better tell me when you start your own firm. Just very, very interesting to me. But this was fun. So I'm glad we were able to break down this interview together and watch it together with 3,000 of my closest friends. Hit that like button if you haven't already. I am going to answer questions for about 4 or 5 minutes. I don't have a ton of time today. I got another appointment at 1 o'clock I've got to prep for. So I will give it about 5 minutes here of questions and then we will sign off and hit it back on the next one. Let's see. The Adam Project said, most people don't understand what it takes to run a business of any size. That's true. Everybody wants to be the boss until they are. And then they're like, ooh, wasn't so bad. Just, you know, showing up, collecting a paycheck, doing my job. I guess a lot of people don't like Gail. I didn't know that was going to be a theme in the chat. Jeez, you guys are savage on Gail. Scrolling for some questions. Any questions? If you don't have any questions, that's cool too. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Jace. All right, let's see what else we got. Loyalty over ego prevails. I agree, Jace. Bev with the golf emojis. Linty saying, who hasn't hit the like button yet? Joe, do you do interviews when you do cases? I have done a couple. Probably 4 or 5 interviews on cases before, sometimes before the case ends too, like as it's ongoing, I've done probably 10 or 20 on those, on some child abuse cases. We do it, talking about the facility and what DCF missed and things like that. I've got a couple interviews out there on those cases, but, once in a while, nothing ever like this where I do a string of what they used to call at ESPN, the car wash, where you just go to every single morning show and do all the interviews, nothing like that. My dad did on a case, on a bunch of cases, he's done that. One pretty recently against a celebrity defendant. What cool cases have you finished lately? I mean, it depends on what you consider cool, right? All of my cases are pretty sad. People either died or were seriously injured or had something done to them that they had to sue somebody for to pay for. So I don't know if a lot of them I would call cool, but a lot of sad ones. Joanne said, did you hear she's declaring bankruptcy? I did not hear that. When will we know the appeal results? Not for a while, Lenny. Yeah, Lisa Borey said, Amber Heard's lawyer in the depot was a little creepy, touchy-feely. Yeah, I wonder if he says he's describes himself as touchy-feely. Not yet, Azam. I got an eye out. I actually didn't go into the office this morning because the internet was bad. So I had my hearing and then came here and I'm working from home because the internet kind of was going in and out. They had an outage in the area. Ian Phillips, next time you're in the UK, there's a golf course near me that is in ex-Royal Grounds, Queen Victoria. Awesome. Camille continues to be gracious and humble. I agree. Darius May, what question would you have asked the Depp team, Peter? Well, I thought it was interesting that she had never done a direct examination before doing Johnny Depp's, which just shows you not a lot of trial experience in these big firms. I wonder how many cases Camille Vasquez has tried beginning to end, how many closing arguments she's done, how many juries she's picked. I would be interested to know that because I bet it's less than you'd think. And so I would have gotten more into their experience. Like what, how many cases actually go to trial? How many are 6 week trials? How many cases do you actually run? What amount of your time was spent on this case? How many cases were you working on while this case was in your office? Because some of them probably were only working on this Johnny Depp case, which is also why you can throw five associates on it as opposed to taking a couple partners off of the other cases they have to work. You can hire associates just specifically for this case. You're going to make $8 million in attorney's fees. So those kinds of questions I would have liked to get into is just kind of how many, what kind of resources they actually applied to this case. Lori Mole, what age does a young attorney normally come out of college and ready to practice their trade? So normally in the U.S., graduate high school at 18, graduate college at 22, law school is 3 years, you graduate at 25. So for the most part, 25, which is why the 32-year-old, 6 or 7 years, 34-year-old, 9 years, I can't remember if she was 35, and then Camille Vasquez, 38, so she's probably been practicing for like 13 years. Stephanie, did any judge ever give you a hard time about your hair? Never in court, but some of the judges I'm more cordial with outside of court have said things to me about my hair. Have you ever sued a lawyer? Yes. Lawyers get in car accidents sometimes too. Amy, new to your page, where are you located? Tampa Bay, Florida, full-time practicing personal injury trial lawyer. TragosLaw.com is our website if you want to check us out. And I do this YouTube stuff for fun. All right. What did Camille gain from this interview? Well, Gail said she wanted to highlight the young lawyers, and she was able to do that. I thought that was cool. Lucia, what would you say to young Peter when he started his career? Well, that changes kind of over time, but I would say help as many people as you can, leave ego out of it. And as far as, you know, worrying about being somebody that everybody says is, you know, the greatest lawyer or most aggressive lawyer, things like that, leave that out of it. Help as many people as you can. Start YouTube earlier. You can help a lot of people there, answer a lot of questions, get a lot of clients from it that you can meet and help with what they're going through. A lot of people have been injured, get on YouTube and end up reaching out to me, which is so funny that that happens, but it's amazing. And people have been like, it really feels like a God thing, like a supernatural thing that we were connected through YouTube and, or through this person or that person. Just had somebody tell me that today, that hired us through somebody that knew me from YouTube, which was really cool. Jay struggled becoming a member yet. It's in the video description below if you want to check it out. Sometimes it doesn't work on iPhones. You have to actually go to the website up at the top of, you know, Safari or Google or whatever you have at the top and type in youtube.com, or it works on computers. So people tell me. Asme, what do you think of Camille's answers? I thought they were fine. I thought she's done a good job throughout all the interviews, honestly. Rita said the bankruptcy headline was false. Somebody else said, yes, she is declaring bankruptcy. So I guess we don't know. I am not a Mason, Real Trophy Wife asked. Do judges ever complain about your hair? No. Juries have complimented my hair. Court reporters have complimented my hair. And that's always a good sign, in my opinion. I've tried, I think, 4 trials with long hair. And I've gotten compliments in every single one. You should ask Camille on and ask her all those questions. I don't think she would care to come on my little show. But there's an open invitation anytime she wants. I have not been following the Boone case or the Alex Jones case. I see a lot of people asking that. How does this compare to something like OJ by Psycho Felicia? OJ, people were brutally murdered. So I think that this is less heavy than OJ personally, even though it's terrible what happened and you shouldn't say things or do things like this about these people. But, you know, I do think OJ was a little bit more serious because of the facts surrounding that case. Yes, I have been covering Manson and Wood. I'll continue to do so. Me and Runkle, long hair don't care, gang. Bodie loves long hair on guys. Thank you. So Asme, yes, you can represent yourself. You're a lawyer and you get into an accident. Most of the time you don't, but you can. Kathy Thrower, 1 million alpacas for JD, numbered bracelet. Would you like one? If so, where would I send it? Oh, that would be awesome. My office address in Clearwater is on our firm website, tragoslaw.com. That would be very cool. Jace, so good question. And I don't think anybody has covered the Elizabeth Holmes and Sonny Balwani case as much as Pete Sardis, who is a lawyer at my firm, partner at my firm. He did a ton of videos on it. So check out our page, Lawyer You Know, on YouTube. And search for Sonny Balwani or search for Elizabeth Holmes. There are tons of videos, more covers than you can even want. Michelle Woods, is this the longest your hair has ever been? So I have never had long hair prior to COVID. I always had like a crew cut or a comb over or a shaved head. In college, I shaved my own head. But growing up, I always had just like a comb over. I never had a bowl cut even. So this is by far the longest my hair has ever been. Future is a new member. Teresa, Peter, what kind of things showed they were prepared? They knew it was in the discovery. They knew it was in the prior depots. They were always ready to impeach when they needed to. During the closing, as she was going down, they were ready to put the exhibits up on the screen immediately as she got to that point in the closing. So it was, to me, there was tons of things throughout the trial that showed they were very prepared, especially when compared with the other lawyers. Brianna thinks longer hair makes me look older. I agree with you, especially if you go see some of those old pictures. All right. I think we are going to call it. I got to get back to work. This was fun, though. I'm glad we were able to take a break, watch this interview together, a little work break, study break, late night break, early morning break, depending on where you are around the world. But as always, you guys are the best people to hang out with and do this stuff with. So it's fun. Yes, we will be covering the Daybell Valo case. So you can stay tuned for that. Subscribe, hit that reminder bell, because just like today, we do last minute lives all the time here. And I think we need to just make that a thing, last minute lives, because that's what we do. So I appreciate everybody joining. Appreciate all the patience since I'm on my own for this one. And hopefully you guys will comment, like the video, and do all the things so people can see this if they enjoy this type of content. So Be well. Have a great rest of your day and rest of your week.